This is Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood. Amid all the news from the White House today, President Trump was in California to check in on prototypes for the wall he wants built between Mexico and the United States. Most of the discussion of immigration refers to people coming to this country. But as tensions between Mexico and the U.S. increase, it's catching people leaving here as well. More than 250,000 people who were born in the U.S. to Mexican parents now live in Mexico but haven't been registered in either country. From KJZZ's Mexico City Bureau, Jorge Valencia files this story.
I'm standing in Mexico City's equivalent of the DMV. It's crowded, it's stuffy.
Siga formada, señora.
There's a guy whose job it is to keep people standing in line. And figuratively, Daniela Silva Bascal has been stuck here for years.
Silva, my name is Daniela Silva Bascal.
Silva Bascal was born in the mid-90s when her parents briefly lived and worked in the U.S.
And where were you born?
Phoenix, Arizona.
Shortly after, Silva Bascal's parents left Phoenix for their native state of Puebla in central Mexico.
I'm from Mexico. Es que ya me siento de aquí.
Silva Bascal says she feels Mexican. Her lawyer says she's an American and a Mexican citizen. But even though she's lived in Mexico virtually her entire life, she doesn't have enough documentation to prove she can legally work, pay taxes, or vote here. She says she found out when she was applying for admission to a public university.
Ahí aparece como documento migratorio el mío. Entonces, ahí fue cuando cambió todo.
That's when everything changed, she says. Her application as an international student would cost more than 30 times what her classmates paid, all because her parents didn't have sufficient documentation from Arizona to register her before Mexican authorities.
So this is a really complicated and common problem.
Jillian Wagman is an attorney with the Institute for Women in Migration, a nonprofit in Mexico City. According to Mexican government figures, more than 280,000 children live in Mexico in a situation similar to Silva Bascal's. The challenges for parents of American-born children include proving the birth certificate is legitimate. For that, you need an official seal called an apostille.
It is a word in English. You can get an apostille in the United States. The entity that issued the document issues apostilles.
The easiest way to get the seal is for the parent to get it in person, if the parent is still in the U.S.
If the family doesn't have a copy
of the child's birth certificate, it takes Wagman a while to explain the 10-step process to transfer someone's identity.
Then see what the birth certificate says, if it has an error.
I'm really sorry. I think like my mind just like went numb. I was trying to follow really hard. But
it's really complicated.
Wagman says this would be more manageable if local American governments made children's documents more accessible to parents, or if Mexican authorities were more flexible. Claudia Luengas Escudero oversees Mexico City's Civil Registry Office.
Es una guerra al subregistro.
Luenga says registering adult Mexican citizens is an ongoing battle. The most recent estimate says that in the city alone, more than 1.5 million people never got a birth certificate. There are many reasons why so many people born in Mexico are unregistered. In some families, no one has ever gotten documented. In other cases, the father has refused to accept paternity. So the foreign-born children of Mexican parents are not a priority for local authorities. That includes people like Daniela Silva Bascal.
Estado de Arizona, Departamento del Estado.
Silva Bascal is reading out a special apostille seal from the Arizona Secretary of State, legitimizing her birth certificate. Her family was able to get it only recently through the help of a Mexican-American lawyer who took up their case for free.
Pero lo importante era esto, nada más.
Silva Bascal may now be able to prove her Mexican citizenship. Her priorities are going to school and voting. As for traveling to the U.S., she says that maybe someday visiting the Grand Canyon would be nice. In Puebla, Mexico, I'm Jorge Valencia for Marketplace.